Hello and welcome to the 9th episode of my podcast. My name's Kate Newdecker and today I'm going to be talking about making your fitness goals gain momentum. So my reasoning for doing this podcast today is because we're a week into 2018, so you may already be embarking on your fitness goals and you might, maybe you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed because it's a big change to your lifestyle. Maybe you're still raring to go and you still got that fire to achieve your goals. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about gaining momentum and getting that routine so something becomes a habit. Research says that it takes about 40 days for you to create a habit and a change of lifestyle. And how do you get there is what I'm going to be talking about. So let me just cover, if you are feeling a bit overwhelmed because it's the beginning of the year and you've chosen some goals, then you've got to understand that when you're embarking on a change to your lifestyle, you are going to be making mistakes along the way and it's going to be difficult and it's going to be hard, but you need to keep going because every time that you make a mistake or you do something wrong or maybe you've got a calorie goal, for example, for your weight loss, and maybe one day you miss it and it's not the end of the world. If you just learn from it and you just look at it and maybe you say, oh, it's because I skipped a meal here because I wasn't organized and then I overate this meal. And then you look at it like that, for example, and then you learn from your mistakes and then you get better the next day. That's just an example. It's just learning that it's not going to be perfect, it's not going to be linear, your success, and it's going to be up and down, you are going to make mistakes. However, all the little wins along the way, they're going to amount to a progress over time. Now, if you're still super raring to go, you're smashing your training, for example, and you've really got that enthusiasm, that motivation, and that's fantastic. And I really urge you to embrace it as much as possible and long may it live. However, if it does get a little bit further down the line, it might be that it's still hard to keep that going. And there may be days where it is, you do lose that motivation. Now, what I'm going to talk about is how you're going to have that habit down the line so that you can push through. And it's also, it's understanding that you are going to lose motivation sometimes as well. That is going to happen. You aren't always going to be super, super motivated to get to the gym. And that's normal. Myself and other people in the fitness industry, we're not always motivated to get in the gym. However, we do just make ourselves do it sometimes because we know it's necessary. Let's talk about what I see with the clients and how I help instill those habits with them. So when a client comes to me, they usually say that they want to get into a fitness routine, which I love because it means that they're looking for a lifestyle change and they want to get in the habit of something. Obviously, they know themselves when they're in the habit of doing something, it's a lot easier. So first of all, we decipher what their goals are. So you can use SMART goals, for example. So that's being specific about your goals, making sure they're measurable, making sure they're achievable, results-based and time-bound. So making sure that they're good goals for you. Then we have a little look at why those goals are there. You know, why would they want to achieve weight loss really? And that's really very personal to that person. If it is weight loss or if it is muscle gain, or if it's aesthetics, if it's performance based, and maybe if it is aesthetics, if they're doing it for another person, that might not be the right way to do it. That's not the right reason at all. It's really got to be for you, because the reason why you have to do it for you is because when you're getting up that little bit earlier, maybe to do a training session and it's raining outside, and you need to do it for you, because otherwise you're gonna fall at the first hurdle. And that's why it's so important. Then we have a little look at preparing your routine. So making sure it's gonna be sustainable. So preparing exactly how many times a week they're going to be coming in, and if maybe coming in six times a week for some people alongside a job isn't going to be sustainable, so taking that down a little bit and being realistic. then it's really going back to SMART goals along the way as well. Then it's implementing your routine. And this is a really, really important one that I talk about a lot. It's actually just getting started, getting going. And it's the hardest one. And it goes back to that feeling of being overwhelmed about a goal and knowing that you're going to make mistakes. And sometimes that's the thing that stops us, because your mind is programmed to keep you safe, and it's not going to want you making mistakes or facing failure or doing things uncomfortable. It's going to want to keep you the same. We don't like to change. However, it's just making that start that's so important, and just getting out there and doing, getting started. Then it's very important, I say, you've got to protect your routine when you want to, you're doing it. So when there's things that you can skip the gym for and things you shouldn't, you've really got to weigh that up, and you've got to put it as a high priority to you. I understand that family requirements are usually a very high priority, so you can't really put the gym before that. I understand that. However, other things you can do. So some social occasions you can't, some social occasions like going to the pub with your mates every night, it's not really necessary. You could miss a few, and you've got to protect your routine. Also, it's making sure that are people supportive of your routine. I think that's so important, that your family, your friends are supportive of your routine and understand why you're doing it, because you've got to be able to deal with maybe some negativity towards you choosing those goals, and you've got to have the reasons, going back to the why of why you're doing it, to keep you strong, to keep you going on that. Then there's also being flexible with your routine. So some days you are going to be tired and you're going to maybe have other requirements, like work requirements, that, you know, you need to pay the bills. So that's going to come first. So you need to be flexible with your routine and say, okay, well, I've got to miss today's session because I'm really tired and I shouldn't overtrain. I've got to rest as well. And you're going to be flexible and say, okay, I'm going to move that training session to tomorrow when I'm rested. And it's also the flexibility as well. So it's protecting it, and it's really prioritizing your routine. Then it gets to a point down the line, maybe you've been doing it for 30 days, and you've got to assess your routine. You've got to say, is this working? Is it sustainable? Am I getting results? You've got to be measurable with it. So you've got to see, is your strength going up? If it's cardiovascular based, are you running faster? Are you achieving your weight loss goals? Are you achieving your weight gain goals? You know, and you've got to assess that routine if it works for you. Now, if it hasn't been working for you, you need to go back to preparing that routine and making it right and doing some tweaks. And then if it is working, it's working very well, you keep it going. And if you have achieved your goal, your original goal set by your SMART goals, you start again and you start new goals. Now, the reason why you start new goals again is hopefully the reward in your brain is going to be, you're going to feel fantastic if you've achieved that goal, because it's important to you and it goes back to your why of why you've done it. And it's going to fire up the reward center in your brain, and then you're going to want more. This is what creates that routine, because you're going to want to go back for it even more. I think that covers everything. Just trying to think. Yeah, okay, great. I think I've covered everything there. Obviously, if you've got any questions about anything I've covered, please send them over to me. I'm going to be doing some more podcasts this year. I'm going to keep the ones on my own a little bit shorter, more informative. And then when I have people on my podcast, I'm going to make them a little bit more discussion-based, because I think that's a little bit more fun rather than just listening to me. And if you're a client of mine, you listen to me enough. But anyway, thank you so, so much for listening. I really, really do wish you a fantastic beginning to 2018. A huge well done if you have been starting on your fitness goals. And if you haven't, it's never too late to get started. Just get going now. Have a fantastic week ahead of you, and thank you for listening.